Already, so when I was suggested to get into a project, I love technology, so for me the most important thing with technology is understand first the mechanics. I can do amazing things with my iPad, but before I start to do that, I prefer to go deep to the mechanics and see how I can manage my project, or I can manage my files, or I can manage my content to be able to have everything organized before I start to do the beautiful things, like we all know. So my little research, I call it iPad file management systems, and I have a few options. So there is a lot of options, so not many, but quite a few. But sorry, that was a little bit awkward. But more than I've been doing research on three. At the moment, there is a few more you can use, but the three more obvious ones for us as AUT users. First, we're going to go for the default iCloud, what is coming with the iPad. Obviously, we all know about iCloud belongs to Apple, like iPad, and is Mac-based, but at the same time you can use on PC. So it's basically it's a service Apple has integrated with the new operating system Lion. And the second option we have is our own WebDAV NAV, basically. Every AUT user has a home folder where they can store the files there. And with this application in your iPad, actually, and the configuration within the AUT, we can access our home folder from the AUT servers. So that's quite useful. And the third one is a well-known international file sharing and storage management, Dropbox. Anyone can have Dropbox. Everywhere is Dropbox. And I will explain a little bit later what are the benefits of it. And so those three systems, they're the ones I have been looking a little bit. So what we're going to do is look first how